A decisive day for financial regulation. A bill requiring the government to dissolve large failing firms being discussed. Costs that exceed money recouped from liquidating of firms' assets would be recovered from large bank holding companies and hedge funds. The government took over Fannie and Freddie in 2008 after they suffered heavy loan losses in the housing crash. Their collapses cost $145 billion, and the administration recently pledged to cover unlimited Fannie and Freddie losses through 2012, lifting an earlier cap of $400 billion. Big banks now mounting a last-ditch effort to kill a House plan to add ailing mortgage giants Fannie and Freddie to the kind of firms that will be subject to liquidation at financial industry expense. Joining us live now is Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democratic member of the House Financial Services Committee. Congresswoman, it's been a while since we've chatted behind live microphones. Great to have you with us here. Give us an update on where things stand with this package being discussed.
So very much. It's good to be with you again. We're in conference committee. We will be going maybe late into the evening. We're trying to wrap it up tonight. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but we have had some important things take place in the conference committee. You know that the Office of Consumer Protection, the Consumer Financial Agency, is in good shape. It's not a standalone agency. It's under the Fed, but it will have the power to deal with all of those exotic products that we have screamed so much about that have to cause the meltdown in the mortgage market. I've dealt with the Office of Minority and Women Inclusion. We have in the financial services agencies a lack of diversity, and this has been going on for so many years. And so what we're doing is we're creating a director at an office in all of the agencies so that they can help do the kind of outreach and help do the kind of programming that will create some diversity in those agencies. When we go back, we're going to be working on the proxy access, which is very, very important. Our institutional investors are very keen on this. I think we've worked out all the kinks in it, and we will have now our investors being able to help choose directors, and that's extremely important. There are a number of things that have been accomplished since we got started with this. We just did the automobile dealers exclusion that started out to be an exclusion based on the language that was both in the House side and the Senate side. That has been modified somewhat, and that is going to be agreed upon.
See you tonight. Read about it tomorrow, but hear it now in the KNX Business Hour. We're speaking live with Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, on this one big sticking point now. And who's going to pick up the tab for mortgage giants Fannie and Freddie? Will it be the taxpayers or the banks? Give us your view of what's happening with that right now.
Well, that's not going to be decided in this conference committee. Unfortunately, Fannie and Freddie, you know, they are in debt. They're the only ones that's providing these loans now to the average would-be homeowner out there. We're going to have to do something about it. You know, there's talk about setting up a resolution authority, and the big argument is between setting up a resolution authority or allowing them to do bankruptcy, which nobody knows how that would work because it's just extremely complicated. But that's not going to be decided here at all. It's being brought up over and over again. The Republicans have used this issue to basically create talking points to lambast the Democrats about what they consider their past support for Fannie and Freddie. But that's more political right now than it is real. Nothing is going to happen relative to Fannie and Freddie in this conference committee.
Congressman Waters, let me ask you this. I know you put out a statement related to this. As foreclosures continue to see record highs, what can be done to help homeowners here in Southern California who are still facing losing the possibility losing their homes here in Southern California?
Well, as you know, we have this voluntary program, the administration program known as the HAMP program. It's very slow. It's very tedious. It's not working. And so the Consumer Protection Financial Agency is going to have the power to take up ways by which they can do loss mitigation and loan modifications and expedite them and do a much better job than we're doing now.
Do you think this will be wrapped up tonight?
I think so. We're going to stay late if we have to. We're going to get it done tonight.
Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democratic member of the House Financial Services Committee, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.